Well, how about this?
Okay.
You want to do a story time sing along?
Let's do that first. Let's do all the.
So a story time sing along is where I ask you to bring a song or talk about a song that influenced you in some way or had a story that goes with it, or like when the car was flipped over and on fire and the speaker was playing next to your head, you know, you remember that song forever, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so you asked me about this before and I thought you meant a song that I was going to play, and I didn't really have a good answer to that either. But two songs immediately come to mind. But the first one is Wild as the Wind
by Nina Simone.
It's one of my favorite songs of all time.
Yeah.
I would say everything I was saying earlier as far as like that, just forget about being cool and just really going for truth. My mom turned
to Nina Simone.
And I didn't see it coming because at that time I was very much in that zone of like, I know everything. My mom doesn't know anything.
Old music is lame.
Yeah. Like I knew some old, but here's the thing. My mom raised me on like pop and R&B.
All right.
So like when I was a kid, I mean, Michael Jackson was my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love Janet Jackson. I love Cindy Lauper. I love Whitney Houston, Bobby Brown. But like as a kid, like that was Boyz II Men.
Yeah.
You know, I was listening to pop, R&B. And then junior high hit. And that's really junior high is when I wanted to be. It's the only time in my life when I thought I need to be cool. And I'll tell you, there's a very specific moment when I decided I was in gym class and I overheard Dana Mintz, Kelly Lutz talking about me.
Mm-hmm.
And Dana Mintz said I was cute, and I was like, "What in the hell? Dana's one of the cutest girls in our class, and she's like, so cute. That's crazy!" And this is why I say about the weird thing, because at the time, all my whole like all throughout elementary school and up until junior high, I really wanted to be the weird kid. I was all about being the weird kid.
Yeah,
bring it, weird.
Yeah,
nobody's weirder. And I'm proud of that.
Yeah.
And then Kelly said something like, "I guess he's cute, but he's weird." She's like, "Yeah, yeah, I wouldn't date him. Like, I was just saying, I mean, I'm not gonna go there."
But we know the truth.
And that was the moment I was like, "This weird stuff has got to go." There are cute girls
that are avoiding me
that could possibly be interested in me, but aren't because I'm a weirdo. That is unacceptable. I need to get cool quick. How do I do it? That's my new focus. That's my job.
How did you get cool?
I didn't. I fell
the next day, dude. The next day you came in.
Sunglasses and cross color jeans.
Moonwalking past them.
Yeah. No, I mean, and we're talking ladies. Stuff. Yeah. We're talking stuff. I mean, there's so many TV shows, movies where it's like the makeover and now you try to be cool and you're like, you were the mousy kind of ugly girl, but now you're the hot chick and whatever, and this gets in our head as kids and we think it's real, but it's not, it doesn't work that way because the really cool kids are bullies.
Yeah.
They are assholes.
Yes.
Yeah. And they are shitty people and they're not interested in including you. They don't like you because it makes them feel better about themselves because they're hollow, empty folks.
Yeah.
But
and you learn that later too.
You learn that later.
Which is funny because you're like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you don't know that when you're like 13.
But yeah.
At the time I thought, okay, it's time. I gotta get cool. At the time, for instance, I wore a lot of Le Tigre shirts. Mm-hmm. I was into Tigers. Mm-hmm. So I thought, yeah, Le Tigre, man. You get those thrift store. Yeah. Had them in all different colors. I like cats in general. Mm-hmm. Tigers are cool. And I was like, all right, none of this. I got to get some name brand.
Yeah, you got to get some
the other kids are wearing. I need some, cross colors.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you guys remember cross
colors. Yes, yep. Never forget.
Was cross colors.
Oh, yeah, you're young.
Oh.
For the younger.
Wow.
Oh, man. They were like a Smurf blue. They were like the first that I remember, the first like completely artificial colored jeans. I mean, they're just jeans. Yeah. But they were so blue, they were like Smurf.
And they're like not, it's like different denim.
Yeah, I don't know why, what the deal is with
denim. It's like painted or something.
Yeah, they're weird. They came in other colors. I think they're like red, but they were all bright.
Well, and they would have panels of different colors on them.
I think those came later. I think at first it was just
the colors.
Like red or blue. Maybe there was like a yellow or something weird like that.
Uh-huh.
Now, we couldn't afford any of that stuff.
And it turned into this, too, by the way. It turned into like everything. Like,
oh, right.
Marky Mark and nuts.
Yeah, Marky Mark.
Marky Mark went from Africa.
Marky Mark. But so, yeah, my family, we were poor. We didn't have money. That stuff. So I'm coming to my mom saying, "Oh, mom, I got to get Cross Colors and
right.
Bugle Boys and what was it? What else? Was it TNC Surf Factory?
Yeah,
yep. That was a California kid too. So I don't know if it's the same brands. Everybody
right.
But you know, I decided I'm looking for cool kids. What were they wearing? I need that stuff.
Yeah,
right. I'm gonna be cool. I'm gonna get girl.
Yeah. This is just a story. I'm just saying yeah to all this because I'm like, oh yeah. Like I'm remembering all the same exact
thing. Uh-huh. That did not work out. I mean, number one, because we were just poor. My mom, and here's the thing. I love my mom, Deb. My mom, when I was younger, my mom appreciated because I like Tigers on my shirt. That's it's like we can go to the Goodwill. We can get you set up. You know, my mom was very proud. I mean, we were poor, but it was very important to her to like, you know, she's one of those moms that like I had holes in my jeans, she'd be like, that reflects badly on me.
Yeah.
I look like I'm a bad mom because you don't have any clothes to keep you warm. And I was like, no, mom, it's the style.
This is cool, man. I'm trying to be cool, mom.
Right. Uh-huh. I mean, I ended up later in high school, I had this one shirt. It was like a denim. Sort of like a flannel, but it was made of denim.
Yeah.
It's like a denim button-up long-sleeve shirt.
Yeah.
And it was torn to pieces.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I think it got caught in like a dryer or a washing machine or something and got... And then I just took it.
A wood chipper?
I just took things too far. That was generally my sense of humor. My sense of humor was to take a joke and then just go all the way past where it's funny and just too much. And I would wear that thing. And it was like it looked like I got dragged by like a truck or something. It was bad. My mom hated that. My mom hated that stuff. But yeah, earlier in like elementary school, I was pretty like easygoing as far as my, you know, and I knew, I actually remembered being young and like my mom being sad when she couldn't buy stuff that my sister wanted. And I didn't want to make my mom sad. So I was like,
you didn't.
I would make it a point not to like get on her case or like complain about
to push what
we didn't have.
Right.
You know, even when we were like real poor, when it was like, yeah, we don't have milk right now or whatever, you know, like it was like.
I need some Cross Colors.
Yeah. But I'm saying, but a junior high boy is the worst person in the world. I just say it. You're a terrible human being in a junior high.
Yeah.
There's no way around that. And I was no exception. And so this is where I stopped caring about, you know, what would actually make my mom feel good or bad. And I just was like, Mom, I need this stuff.
Right.
So I want to be cool. Come on.
So easy.
Can we just, instead of groceries, can't we just buy Cross Colors?
Yeah, just one time.
Yeah.
I can wear them every day, that one pair.
Yeah.
And just be so cool.
So I didn't get that stuff. I did end up buying, and this was sort of funny, because I bought a pair of Cross Colors later, like maybe the next year or something, off my friend, like when they weren't cool anymore.
Yeah.
That was usually my like.
You got them on sale.
It was like I got the Nintendo when like the Super Nintendo came out.
Yeah,
you know, I got the Atari 2600 when the Nintendo came out. It was always like, that's not cool anymore. I can afford it now.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. I understand
not,
that.
You know, that didn't get me what I was looking for. But long story short, I did not end up dating Dana. I don't know what Dana's doing these days. I'm not interested in her anymore.
I'm not even interested, Dana.
Dana, so
don't you hear that?
No, Dana was cutie.
Yeah.
But I don't think we have anything. I don't know who she is now.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying it didn't work out. It took me probably a good solid like 2 years to understand that it would not work out. And then there was a point where I was like, yeah, I'm gonna always fail at this. This will never. If I'm really intent on being cool, I will always be miserable because I'm not good at it at all.
Right. And then so you stop.
Just move on.
And then you all of a sudden you're cool.
I mean, I know we say cool in that other way, and I do too.
Yeah.
Where you're like, something is cool, like just something is good.
Yeah.
Right. You know?
Yeah.
So I don't mean like that.
You mean like what you were talking about earlier.
Yeah. And I keep thinking about, because now there's this comeback of, have you seen this stuff? Speaking of internet holes, Zach Morris is trash.
Yeah, I was going to say that to you. And then I was like, I'm talking too much about the internet.
No. I love Zach Morris as a kid. And then he's a total douchebag.
Yeah.
The worst.
Yes. That video is horrible.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But they go through the storyline.
Step by step. And
like, yeah, he's a terrible, terrible douchebag.
Absolutely. Here he's doing this and he's a terrible person. He's putting down women. He's a terrible person. He's trying to avoid work. He's a terrible person. He's cheating. The way he does this, you sit next to a nerd, the way you pass your test.
Yeah.
Like everything he says is like mean and horrible.
He's a bad man.
I think maybe we don't agree. I'm saying that you're saying that the person is dissing on Zach Morris is terrible?
No.
Okay. I thought you were saying
I'm saying they're making the thing to show you how terrible this character was.
Zach Morris.
That was the main
cool. There was this one episode where it was like it showed that he had like a terrible relationship with his father. So
that made me feel bad. That's awesome.
Okay. I don't think it's an excuse.
This is one where I was like, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Humanity and Zach Morris.
But that's also what people were like watching and being like, that's the cool kid, and like trying to be like, which is jacked up.
Which I totally did. I mean, I think at some point in like 9th or 10th grade, I started to like turn around a little bit and be like, okay, Zach Morris is not a role model.
What I'm shooting for,
But, it was terrible. I tried for a while, failed, eventually let it go, acknowledged that I was going to be much happier if I just did my own thing.
I had the same thing, right, in junior high? Like the same story you just told?
Okay.
But one day, there it was, after school, nobody's around, the Genera shirt. I don't know if you had Genera, California, but Genera, it was one of those ones where all the rich kids had the Genera.
Okay.
Had paisleys on it, maybe. You know, it had some little doodads that you had to have it and the other ones didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
You got that OP, it's kind of old. Yeah, it doesn't have the right one now.
The Hobie?
It doesn't have that like little red Levi tag.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I see the Genera shirt just sitting there, right? So I'm like, boom. Got it. Got to be cool tomorrow, right?
Uh-huh.
So I go home. I don't even wash this though. I just put it on the next day. This is 7th grade, 8th grade.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy to have Genera the next day going to school. And then I just run into the dude whose shirt it is. Right. And he's like, hey, that's my shirt. And I'm like, yeah. I was just wearing it because I thought, you know, maybe it would see the guy whose shirt it was would see it and with me wearing it, and then I would just give it back to him.
So no shirt?
So then you took it off?
Yeah.
Did you have a shirt on?
Yeah, I had a t-shirt.
Okay.
It was a button-up shirt. Genera was nice.
Okay.
It was nice. I only wore it once.
Okay. And were you wearing
it? Felt good. Felt good. I was a rich kid for like 3 hours.
You made it.
Walking down the hall, just like, boom, this is all it takes.
Yeah.
Mom.
So weird.
That made me, that was like.
In capitalism.
Yeah.
Stories of the, from late capitalism.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, this name is on the shirt, so it means I'm cool.
Yeah.
Right.
It's that easy. Yeah. Swatch watch.
Yeah.
My mom got a quartz.
Yeah.
Like that Christmas, the Swatch Christmas, where everybody got swatches. That's cool. And then I got a quartz. And her argument when I started bitching, because I'm a horrible teenage boy, like you're saying, junior high. And she's like, it costs the same.
Right.
And that just made me furious. I was like, what? You spent the real money. Like, the money is what it was about, I thought.
Right. You could have just got a sludge. That would have had a whole different life.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I forgot. Oh, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, like, it reminds me of, like, this one time where it was, like, this was high school, too, ninth grade. And it was, like, the next, or no, it was eighth grade. And the next day it was, like, sports day or whatever. You know, like, the whole middle school is doing just, like, steam week, right? Where it's, like, Hawaiian shirt day for, you know, for whatever.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
And the next day was sports day. And I made it seem like it was imperative that I needed like a basketball jersey to my parents.
Yeah, because like, of sports day.
Yeah, I was just being like this like, super douche middle schooler. You know, like, I want this one. I want the Carmelo Anthony 15 jersey. Like, that's the one I want. That's what I need.
Tomorrow.
And tomorrow. Yeah, and like my parents started bickering. They're like, you know, like, that was the cause of this. And like, still to this day, I'm like, because I see it, it's still there. It's still in my closet.
Right. Yeah. Oh, you got it.
Yeah, I still got it.
You got it. I love it that you got it.
And I rock it sometimes.
That's good. You should.
That's the best thing about this, the trend that's been a thing for now of like junior high boys buying like baggy shit. Mm-hmm. Because it's, I mean, I looked to see if I was wearing, like yesterday I was wearing a Primus shirt that I've had since high school. I have all the same shirts that I had in high school because I bought them baggy.
It's weird.
I'm like, I probably, you know, I've gained a pound since then, but it's big, so it doesn't matter.
But it's weird when it's 20 years later.
Yeah.
I have so much stuff like that. My girlfriend has so much stuff like that.
Yeah.
He's like, t-shirts. This is from eighth grade.
Like, what? Pants don't last forever.
Yeah.
But like t-shirts, it's just, and sometimes like some like 20-year-old will see me in like a Pearl Jam tee, like, sweet vintage t-shirt, man.
Yeah, that looks rad, man. I saw that at Target, bro.
I just still wear the same shirt. <as well.
laughs> I was like, what? That's a real sheep.
Yeah.
I got this back in the 90s.
Right.
They're all, what? That shit came out in the 90s?
Wow.
All I was saying is that my mom turned me on to smoke.
Yes.
And at the time, I was like, when I hit junior high and I was listening to like gangster rap and metal and punk, everything had to be hard. Like, mm-hmm. I wanted to listen to like Snoop Dogg. I wanted to listen to like Anthrax, Metallica, and everything was like tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then in high school, when I started getting into like
rap, broader,
like, yeah, jazz and classical, and I was just hungry.
It's like, yeah.
I'm into everything. As far as I was concerned, my mom, you know, she listened to Luther Vandross.
Nice.
She didn't have any. I was like, no. You got one thing that you know, and I already heard that. You got nothing else to show me. I'm out in the world.
And there's a world full, yeah.
Yeah. And then one day, she's like, I'm about to leave the apartment. She's like, hey, I want you to check out this song. It was like, it was like, man, I live in a world with that in it. So that's amazing.
Yeah.
And my mom knows about it. How does my mom know about it? She doesn't know anything about music. And I'm like, all right, hold up. Maybe my mom knows a little bit. Similar kind of thing. And I'm hanging out at my cousin's house. My Uncle Joe makes some kind of joke about Stairway to Heaven. I missed that joke because I had not heard Stairway to
Heaven. Mm-hmm.
My Uncle Joe is a redneck.
Yeah.
There's no way around.
Yeah,
I love him. But he's a redneck. And there were times, I mean, even to this day, but there were times, especially then, where he was like, he was keeping it buttoned up, but he was like right on the verge of saying some like racist thing. He didn't say it, but it was like, I don't know if I'm projecting this on Uncle or not, but, right. I'll say me and my sister were the only kids out of those cousins without father around.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell Uncle Joe like worried about me. Also, I was the only boy.
Yeah.
There were six of his cousins.
Yeah.
Well, I say worried about me, but I mean was like,
oh, worried about you.
I just mean it was like he's a very macho dude. Like there was a time, I don't remember where, some wedding where he was like later trying to get me to get a gun. He was going to give me a gun because I was hitchhiking. I'm like, I'm not bringing a gun hitchhiking.
That's a way to get shot.
Yeah.
But at the time, I said something about I didn't know Led Zeppelin. Looked looking at my mom like she failed as a parent. Like, you know, boy knows, you know, Janet Jackson. He doesn't know Led Zeppelin. And he got very serious. And I remember he made everybody shut up.
Yes.
He put the record on the turntable. And he said very clearly, like, everyone's going to be quiet for the next 7 minutes and 5 seconds.
Wow.
And I loved it. I mean, I'm not really huge into Led Zeppelin. But at the time, I was like, okay, that was epic. Mm-hmm. I'd never heard
Uncle
that.
Joe?
I got into it. I appreciate it, Uncle Joe.
Yeah.
But when I think about it now, some of the nostalgia is really about just the, like, just the bullshit kind of masculinity of, like, boys got to hear rock and roll, and this is the good stuff, man. I mean, he didn't take my little sister and sit her down and say, you got to listen to Led Zeppelin.
Right.
Like,
nah, she wasn't a dude.
No, you know what I'm saying? It was just like this very male, you're the boy, I got to take care of you because your father's not
around. Yeah, you got no dad, boy.
So, you know, I got to play you the...
Get in here and listen to Led Zeppelin right now.
Yeah, and I
sit down.
And it's funny to me now, too, because then, like, later, when I got into, like, Mos Def and, like, that song, I guess it's called Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
It's all about how, like...
Yes.
You know, Elvis Presley ain't got no soul.
Yeah.
Mo Diddley is rock and roll.
Like, right.
And I think about it now how, like, those bands that Uncle Joe and his whole generation idolized were a bunch of white dudes who straight up stole music. Yeah, he thought that was the epitome of music. And, you know, like I said, I still like some Led Zeppelin. I'm not missing on Led Zeppelin. But now the context is different. And I'm like, dude, Nina Simone is rock and roll. You know, like, right. that's what's at.
That's how music goes, man. It's awesome. So how would people check or, like, check out your stuff, period?
Well, all my music comes out on Joyful Noise Records, Joyful Noise Recordings. And then I have a Bandcamp. It's fine. It's just cjboy.bandcamp.com. Nice. And you can get to that from my website as well.
Well, anyways,
all right.
Thanks a lot for coming again. It's always interesting to hear these stories. I'm into it. I'm quiet the whole time. I don't even get quiet.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Peace out. Hey, everybody, thanks for listening. I almost forgot to say that.
That's right.
It's like the main thing. And until next time, just stay alive. That's it. All right. Yeah. Okay, is this on? Yeah. So I don't know. Do you want to set up in here? Do you want to set up out there? Is it? It's up to you. I don't. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.